I want to pick up and where we left off the other Sunday. I want to talk to you a few minutes and talk to you about some things. And the subject matter is, or the thought we'll be using, hallelujah, walking in the light of our redemption. Walking where? In the light of our redemption. The King James Version of that particular text that we're going to read is Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. And 14. Ooh, hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Walking in our redemptive rights. Give me Deuteronomy. And it will come right back. Deuteronomy 28:61. Deuteronomy, that's 28:61. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28:61. Can you put that up? Go ahead and put it up in the King James. It says what? Also, every sickness, every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now, let's do a little investigating here, okay? Walking in our redemptive rights. The Bible is God talking to us. It's his will. But let's investigate a little bit, and then we'll move on. It will help you when you are going through hard times, when you are being tested, or see, disobedience will put you in a place where you will be exposed to the one that hates you, and that's called Satan. It's unfortunate, and several translators did it, but it's unfortunate that it happened, because I've read the scripture, and I've that don't mean I know everything. You better know I don't. Sometimes I read and then I'm ashamed what little I do know, but I thank God for what I do know. I thank God for it. But it's unfortunately that the translator did what they did. let's examine something here. Excuse me. What did the Bible say about God? What kind of God is God? God is a G-O-O-D. God. What kind of God? God is a good God. How many of you fathers believe you're a good father? All right. How many of you fathers, somebody come up in your yard, on your property, threatening your children, your wife, and your family, telling them what they're gonna do, and you sit back in the house and don't say anything? Would you do that? No, I'll come out with my shotgun, my rifle, my 44 mag, and I'll be loaded down. They'll think Rambo went out of business. Have you done overstep your boundaries? So what I want to point out, you're going to have to learn how to know how to separate good from evil. A poor fellow that won't protect his own. Have you ever had a dog? We call him Biscuit Eater. Anybody ever had one of those? I done had one. Boy, when the other dogs are way over across the road, and let the other dog start charging and come across the road, that scoundrel run. My daddy said he ain't worth the salt that took the season that bread. So what I'm saying, so we have gotten God, our Father, all mixed up with, because we have not been allowed the Holy Spirit to separate, reveal, and make known what God is saying. We just read and take it at face value. I hadn't done a thorough investigation on this, but what I understand, and you should know this, the King James translator wasn't even saved. They just knew the language. So how could you expect for the anointing to direct them? Y'all ain't talking to me. They just knew the language and they translated from one the best they knew. They used all their natural skill. Thank God for what he did. But here's the whole point. Put my scripture back up. Don't leave. I need it up. Okay, thank you. I'm not leaving. I'm not done with it yet. Because I want to point out something. And in these last days, my brothers and my sisters, you will hear all kind of lies, all kind of rumor, all kind of accusation, all kind of scandal, all kind of garbage. You better know your word. You better know your word and know how to stand. You not only better know it, you better be full of it. Because Satan will do his damn the best try to ruin, but he can't touch me. He can't touch you. Because Jesus said what? He who I hold in my hand, what? No man can pluck him out. Right? So let's read that again. Every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law. Jesus said, not only, and you go through that whole chapter, there's a lot of plagues, a lot of sickness, a lot of disease, and a lot of stuff, catastrophe. He talks about a lot of thing. He said, not only this stuff is under the curse, even the rest of it, I even written in this particular chapter here. It's a curse. And because you know the first five books of the law call what? Five books of what? Law. And Deuteronomy happened to be one of them. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So, when the translator did this, now notice what it said. Every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, will the Lord do what? Bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Let me ask you a question. Y'all intelligent peoples, aren't you? I like to think you are. I tell you,